Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. Open line Friday today. Phone lines open to you, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. First voice you hear from when you do dial into the program. Very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. And you can also send in your thoughts via email, chat at kfyo.com. And find us on social media as well. Facebook and Twitter, that's where the show continues all day long. Election 2014, of course it continues here in the state of Texas. And we are bringing you as many candidates as possible that are running locally, statewide, all over the place. And joining us right now to talk about one of the very important races statewide, that would be the race for Attorney General in a crowded field on the Republican side, running for the Republican nomination for Attorney General. Dan Branch, my guest right now. Dan, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Thanks for having me back, Chad. Race is looking good, and Hope that the weather's kind to you in the Lubbock area, in the Panhandle.
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, you know, news out of your campaign with campaign reports coming back. Looks like fundraising is going well, and that must be good to see.
Absolutely. To have the filings come out this week, and for the second major filing in a row, I guess we've had about four or five filings in all, and we've been leading in every one, and now to have a 2-1 lead over our each of our opponents is comforting. It's a sign that our campaign has a lot of momentum, and we've gotten response and support resources from all over the state of Texas. Also got a big news with the doctors, over 50,000 doctors and families that with the TexPAC, the TMA endorsement coming this week as well, Chad.
Very good. And you've been traveling the state. You've been talking to a lot of people. What are some of the concerns that you hear from Texans as far as Attorney General goes and what they want from the Attorney General in the state of Texas?
Well, I think they want someone that's going to be tough and stand up to a federal government that they see as arrogant and aggressive, particularly on Texas, and overreaching into areas that are classically individual liberties or traditionally states' rights. And so whether it's the IRS or the NSA or the EPA or the Department of Justice or Obamacare, everywhere we turn, we see an encroaching federal government. Meanwhile, a federal government that seems not able to live up to its responsibilities to secure our border. So the question I get asked, Chad, will you be as tough as Greg Abbott? And the answer for me is I'll have to be tougher, because in this environment, without the political opportunity for this administration, they can't run for re-election. I think they're going to just push further to the left.
Well, and you look at some of the cases that have been coming out, and they've made a lot of national news lately over in New Mexico. I believe it was New Mexico with some of their abortion cases that have been overturned. They've said that won't have any impact on Texas. But then you look at Oklahoma recently this week, actually, that a federal judge overturned an Oklahoma law that banned gay marriage. And in Texas, we have a lawsuit right now regarding just that issue, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, it was actually Arizona. You're
Arizona. Sorry about that. Yes.
Right. So you had a court that the Supreme Court that refused to take the Arizona case. The Ninth Circuit had ruled that their ban from 2012 was unconstitutional. Originally, a district court had ruled in favor of the Arizona law, similar to Texas, and the court refused to hear the case. I don't think that necessarily means they agree with the Ninth Circuit. They just don't have a conflict yet. I think the case in Texas, again, that we are the only candidate litigating along with General Abbott in the HB2, the life bill that's before the Fifth Circuit. We're also the only candidate that's filed an amicus brief and litigating the case on traditional marriage in the Texas Supreme Court, similar to the issues that came up in Oklahoma. So I think on both these fronts, we're under attack from federal power. I have a record, Chad, of not only litigating these cases. The only candidate in the race that is admitted before the Fifth Circuit and the U.S. Supreme Court, where these big fights happen, that's important. And the only candidate in the race that has been ranked at the highest levels, preeminent levels, both skills and ethics, by the Martindale Hubbell Group that rates lawyers for over 20 years in my career. So these are big fights that are coming down the pike, and these are ones that the next attorney general is going to have to step up and fill the large shoes of Greg Abbott.
Do you think that, and going back to this Oklahoma traditional marriage case that was overturned, their law was declared unconstitutional by a federal judge, do you think, how much of an impact do you think that will have on Texas? And in 2014, going into 2015, 2016, do you think it will be tougher to defend a traditional marriage law in the state of Texas when you have a federal government that is really trying to overturn them, it seems?
Well, it makes the political process more important, the need to win the Senate this year and the need to win the presidency. The president appoints Supreme Court justices, of course. And so those political contests for conservatives are essential. It's critical. The ruling in the Oklahoma case is just by a federal district court. So the appellate process has to take its course. And in Texas, we're before the Texas Supreme Court, as I said, and we've filed a briefing in that case. In fact, the federal judge in Oklahoma that brief didn't rule on the issue of a marriage from out of state coming in, only took a look at the issue of the Oklahoma statute.
Right. Visiting with Dan Branch. You can visit his website, by the way, danbranch.com. What are some other areas that you have been focusing on during this campaign and that you've been hearing from folks? Obviously, federal overreach and Obamacare, but what are some other specific areas that you're going to be taking a look at and positions that you want to take if elected as Attorney General?
Well, I think one of these areas is sort of the flip side, if you will, of federal overreach. Let's call it federal underreach, Tim, about the national government not fulfilling its responsibility to protect our long international border, which is causing us hundreds of millions of dollars in man hours from our DPS, local law enforcement officials, and from the Texas Rangers. Now, I was really happy to get the DPS endorsement, their PAC endorsement recently, representing nearly 4,000 officers that put their life on the line nearly every day. And so for me, the next attorney general is going to have to stand up to a federal government that seems to be able to overreach on things it shouldn't and violate the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. But then when it comes to constitutional responsibilities to protect a state that has a long international border, is failing miserably, has also failed in enforcing an international treaty with the nation of Mexico to make sure we get our fair share of water for our farmers. And I was really happy to get the Farm Bureau endorsement recently. The Texas Farm Bureau, a huge, important organization representing over 500,000 families across Texas. And I'm one who will stand up for farmers and their right to have water. And I'm going to stand up for Texans to make sure this federal government, and I've done it. I'm not just talking, Chad. I have made the tough votes in the legislature to send extra boots on the ground, equipment, helicopters, boats, resources to help secure our federal border. I mean, help secure our international border with Mexico.
Before I let you go, I want to bring up technology, because technology is always changing. State law has to catch up to where technology is. Started to do that, I think, a little bit in this past legislative session with talk about drones and everything else. How far do you think how much does Texas need to catch up, I guess, to where technology is right now, privacy laws and everything else that come into effect with that?
I think many states are having to work overtime to catch up because technology is advancing so quickly, as we all know, Chad. Mm-hmm. And so law tends to follow life. As a lawyer, that's one of my law professors taught me. And so in one sense, that's good because life plays out and we learn overreaches on privacy, or we see that trying to find the right balance between defending and law enforcement and defending our citizens, which is a fundamental role of government, On the other hand, we have to make sure that we aren't having policies that allow individuals or companies or predators to come in and invade the privacy of our citizens. So whether it's drones or whether it's phishing online or whether it's stealing someone's identity, we've been working overtime in the legislature to try and catch up and make our policies protect individual liberty.
Dan Branch, Republican candidate for Attorney General, one of the very important races here in the state of Texas. As always, I appreciate your time, and we'll have you back on before early voting begins. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Chad. Yeah, danbranch.com. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, sir. That's Dan Branch. Danbranch.com is his website.